on the line, Ireland's first lady of country music, and indeed she has held that title for many, many years. In fact, she celebrates her silver anniversary this year, and that's Philomena Begley. Good evening, Phil.
How you doing, Brian?
Not too bad at all, and yourself?
Oh, not so bad.
Well, Phil, tell me, what does it mean to you, somebody in the entertainment business like you, that local radio will no longer be with us?
I think it's very, very sad. It's very sad for everybody. I'm one of the lucky ones, I suppose, in the business, because I have got my records played across the board from all the other stations, you know.
Right.
But again, the ones that I feel for is the new bands coming up, a new talent that's needed very badly. And again, the live dancing was just getting, you know, coming back again. And I would say it was through local radio that they were bringing that started the whole thing, you know, the ball rolling again with the live dancing and that.
I
think that's it's going to be an awful shame. It's a shame just.
Well, Phil, it certainly has revived the industry.
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt about that. You look at the new acts that has brought in: Daniel O'Donnell, Mick Flavin, John Hogan, Kathy Dorkin. To name but a few.
Indeed, and of course it's going to have far, far reaching effects that we don't even realise, Phil.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And another thing too, which I always stated to any of the stations I've been on, is that the older people is going to miss it an awful, awful lot. That's the people, I feel so sorry for them too, because, you know, they could identify with every DJ that was on, and they could listen, and there's a bit of crack, and, you know, there was always something that they knew what they were talking about, in other words.
Right. And of course, as well, it seemed to be down to everybody's level, didn't it?
That's what I mean, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, people, the housewives there, especially too, I would turn on the radio and, you know, you could always have the laugh, and you would know what you were talking about, in other words.
Indeed. And of course, as well as that, the people, I suppose, got to know us as well. We became part of the family.
Right. And even, do you know something, even the ads now,
mm-hmm.
were that little bit different too. At least those things advertised on it that you wouldn't hear in any of the other stations.
There certainly was.
If some man was looking for a load
silage.
Silage. Well, all you'd have to do is ring in the local radio station, and he had it in a couple of hours.
That's quite true.
Uh-huh.
Well, Phil, time is running out. Is there anything special now you'd like to say?
Well, I would just like to say a very, very special thanks to everybody and Ironside and all the stations round about, and yourselves especially, because you were very, very good to me over the years too. And, well, I just don't know what to say to tell you the truth. I'm lost for words.
Indeed, but we're all like that all day, Phil.
And let's hope and keep our fingers crossed that it won't be too long to get back.
Well, hopefully something will come along.
And I hope so too.
And every success to you in the next 25
and
years.
Thanks very, very much.
You have been a wonderful ambassador to Irish country music.
Thank you, and I would like to wish everybody a very happy new year, and let's hope that things turn out a little bit better now at the beginning of the year for us all.
And you too, Phil.
Okay.
Thank you indeed.
All right, Brian.
Bye-bye to you.
Thanks very much for everything.
Thanks indeed.
Bye.
It was a pleasure and honour. Philomena Begley, of course, there, Ireland's first lady of country music. About 12 minutes to go now until 8 o'clock, and we've got her here on the turntable. Coming from her 25th anniversary album, The Keys in the Mailbox. Come on in.
Oh, jealous me and careless you, the odd word to pray.
There she is, of course, Ireland's first lady of country music. We just had her on the telephone there, Philomena Begley, and comes from her 25th anniversary album, The Keys in the Mailbox. Now then, I've got a fellow DJ on the telephone, and that's Kevin Donnelly. Good evening, Kevin.
Hello, Brian. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all, Kevin, and yourself?
It's very nice to see you back in the chair there, Brian, to finish off with the voice that started off Ironside.
Oh, indeed. Well, Kevin, unfortunately, it's a sad task this evening. Now, Kevin, all the DJs has been in so far saying their bit, so go ahead.
Well, I would like to say thank you to all the persons who I worked along with around, all the DJs. I would like especially to thank Anne and Eamonn because they gave me the chance of being a DJ on the Ironside, and I enjoyed it a lot. It helped me a lot financially in the music business, and I even cut a record, which I probably would never have done, Brian, as you know, only for local radio. So I've got Eamonn and Anne to thank for that. And the time I did cut the record, Brian, you were the man that gave it all the airplay that it deserved, and I'm very pleased to say that to you. Thanks a lot.
Well, Kevin, it was an excellent record indeed at the time, and it was a pleasure to play it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Brian. And I hope that I will hear your voice back on a local station in the not-too-distant future. And with a voice like yours, no doubt we will. No doubt at all.
Well, hopefully, Kevin. Any plans for the music industry, Kevin, for yourself?
Well, to tell you the truth, Brian, I was intending to cut an album in about maybe 8 months' time. You know, I got a photograph done there. I don't know if you've been told about it or not, and I'm thinking of cutting an album, maybe.
Very, very nice indeed.
You know what I mean? I'm going to try my best, anyway.
Well, hopefully, Kevin, we'll get a copy of it if I happen to be still around.
You'll get it, Brian, don't worry. Even if you're not walking on radio, you'll get it anyway.
Something to remember you by, Kevin.
Because you always give me a play, even at your discos. Fair play to you. Nice fella, and it was worthwhile getting to know you boys at Ironside, I'll tell you that.
Well, it was nice knowing you as well, Kevin, and indeed all the fellas here at Ironside.
Yeah, so Brian Gould, all I can say to you is the hangman from Ironside, as I always called him, the Iron Man. Good luck to you. I hope to meet you in the very near future.
Thank you indeed, Kevin. Thanks indeed for calling in.
Brian, bye-bye.
Bye-bye to you and your family. Bye. Kevin Donnelly there, of course, KD here on the airwaves of Stereo Ironside, saying his final few words to you. Of course, that's the Plainsmen. I think they're featuring the voice of Dermot Hegarty in a song called Oh, So Many Years. Well, indeed, Oh, So Many Years in Broadcasting, indeed, must, I suppose, come to an end. But we have a few people we've got to say hello to. I think there's requests and dedications coming in there all the time. The first one I have to hand here is Susan Graham of Lestart Terrace up there in Ballygawley, and she's asked me to say good evening to all the Ironside DJs, and a special hello to Pio up there in Oma. Indeed, we missed Pio today, unfortunately, not just feeling up to it today. So Pio and Ray and Nicholas and all the family up there, our thoughts go out to you at this time on this Friday evening, and of course we'll be looking forward to meeting you again perhaps sometime in the future. If there's any more requests out there, Larry Burns is working overtime in the studio at the moment. I have to talk for half an hour, he said. Well, normally I was used to doing this type of thing, but what am I supposed to say for the next half an hour is, of course, that it has been a great, great pleasure to be on Ironside, indeed, over the last 4 years. Well, we just got one, and it's for Granny Miller.
That's right.
And Rose Johnston, Carol Josie Williams, is it?
That's Joey, better known as Joey Williams.
Better known as Joey Williams.
And Gwen.
Gwen
Southam.
Southam.
And Libby Convoy.
And Libby Convoy.
And Simon Peter Fleming.
Right. Simon Peter Fleming. Also Sean and Noel McGovern and Mrs. Brogan, O'Hare in County Tyrone, and that's from Sean McGovern. I think we might have just one more left, have we? Just one. It's coming through somewhere on the... I think it's by carrier pigeon. This one is coming by the looks of things. It's taking it quite... But we've Eugene on the other end of the telephone. He's removing the ring from the carrier pigeon at the moment. So let's see what the note has in store. Not an idea, have we? What I was going to say there, while I'm waiting on this, was there was a pleasure to be at Ironside for the past 4 years, and we'll just like to thank very much indeed Eamon and Anne Fitzpatrick, and a special word of thanks to Anne, because Anne was a lady that worked ever so hard behind the scenes here in Ironside. Oftentimes she didn't get credit for it, and indeed where credit was due many, many, many times, but she kept the smooth, kept Ironside running very, very smooth indeed over the last 4 years, and I'm sure if we go on to some other radio station somewhere else, we'll miss Anne very, very much behind the scenes on Ironside. I think this Eugene Manny has to be the slowest writer in Ireland at this stage. There's no two ways about that. We're joined by a lot of, I see, beautiful young ladies in the studio at the moment. They're all dressed in track suits and all kinds of things. We've finally got it, the very, very last one, and that's for my wife, Caroline Wilson, and also Herbie Dimpna and Charlene. Also a hello to Don Allen, of course, our very own Don, and that comes in from David Wilson. It was nice knowing you over the last 4 years. So from me, Brian Gold, for the very, very last time on Stereo Ironside. Don Allen, by the way, will be taking you through the night here on Stereo Ironside. From myself, from Patsy Jordan, and who else are we here? Gary McGuigan, Larry Burns, and various other people, Eugene, and of course various other people that have joined us in the studio for the final farewells. I leave you with Kenny Rogers and a record that I think that's very, very appropriate this evening. It's called Blaze of Glory. From me, Brian Gold, if we meet again, please God, don't know where, don't know when, but somewhere, it's bye for now. Here comes Kenny Rogers. Bye-bye to you.
Let's go. Let's go out in a blaze of glory. Broken hearted, we thought our love would never end. We fell hard when we got started. We're falling out like we fell in. Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end. Don't lie and hurt each other. That would be our worst mistake. Once again, let's act like lovers one more time.